give our praises to God today. Brothers and sisters, let us all welcome Brother J. Paul Hernandez. Good morning, Feast Magnolia. You tell the person beside you, I'm glad you're here. This morning, as we start the feast, I just want to declare healing, blessing, financial restoration, recovery, completion, blessing in your life. I declare and believe that you are not alone. I want you to know that maybe we're in a dark place, but I want you to know that God's light shines on you, that He sees you in your times of trouble, when you're alone, when you're doubting. God sees you. So say this with me: God sees me. God knows me. And God loves me. Let's give God a big clap offering. Again, to all first-time attendees, raise your hand. Just want to welcome you. First time, welcome home. Can you hug them or high-five them if you're beside each one? Welcome home, everybody. Before we pray, I just want to have a special announcement. Ask me what? Today, we're relaunching our kids' ministry. Yeah! So, in front is Hansi wearing the white checkered polo. So, if you have a kid, bring him there. Bring your kid there. But if your kid is like 3 to 2 years younger, they need support. So please, if you have kids, my son's already in kids ministry. So please bring them. Or if you have relatives or friends that you want to bring, they have kids, bring them here. Because we have an awesome kids ministry. It's really, really tremendous. Woo! So, are you ready to pray? Can you raise your hand if you're ready to be blessed? If you're ready for hope, raise your hand again. All right. I just want to invite you to open your heart because something good is about to happen in your life. Yes? In the name of the Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, I receive all of God's love for me. Today, I open myself to the unbounded, limitless, overflowing abundance of God's universe. Today, I open myself to God's blessings, healing, and miracles. Today, I open myself to God's Word so that I become more like Jesus every day. Today, I proclaim that I'm God's beloved, I'm God's servant, I'm God's powerful champion. And because I am blessing the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's sing.
My word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
We're starting a new series called Messy Saints, so welcome here. And why would you call it Messy Saints? Because we're all messy. Ako for sure, growing up until now, married, I am messy in my bedroom, in yung socks ko laging hindi, sa parang pag after labasan yung isa, yung ganun. So, we are messy in our lives. That's why we're here. Because we all need Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 19-21 says, "For since in the wisdom of God, the Word did not know God through wisdom, God decided through the foolishness of our proclamation to save those who believe." Can I make a declaration? I am a sinner. I'm a wounded person. And I need God's mercy. I need the cross. How about you? Raise your hand if you're a sinner as well. If you're wounded, broken, may trauma, lahat. Sinulit mo na lahat. Look at the people around you. You belong. We're the same. Kaya pag masungit yung katabi mo, tanggapin mo na. Kasi may pinagdadaanan siya. Ang tanong, ikaw ba yung reason ng pinagdadaanan niya? Huwag natin pag-usapan muna ngayon. So let's pray. Put your hand on your chest and pray with me. Jesus, I need you for health, financial restoration, for peace of mind, for rest. for wholeness, for completion. I need you. I can't do this alone. Today, I'm letting go control. And that mask, na kaya ko lahat. I need you. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
So we've got a big clap offering. Before you sit down, can you please hug 5 people around you or high five each one and say, I'm glad you're here. Amen. If you're done, please take your seats. Woo! Are you happy to be here, everybody? I'm glad you are here. Pwede ba akong magkwento ng chismis? Okay. May magkaibigan, si Hannah and si Cheska. And si Hannah and Cheska, may pinagchichismis ang friend nila. So si Hannah, kasama isa nilang friend na pinagchichismisan, and si Hannah nag-CR. And habang sa CR si Hannah, naiwan niyang unlocked yung phone niya. Tapos kausap niya yung pagkichismisan nila. Tapos syempre, dahil chismosa din yung friend nila pagkichismisan nila, binasa niya. Tapos nalaman niyang, ha, pagkichismisan niyo ako, what's this? So ganyan, nag-away-away na sila, nagtampuhan na. Awkward, di ba? Awkward. Wala ko ibang maisip nung ginagawa ko yung to. Ah, si Hannah and Cheska na lang. I mean, yung name, ha? Yung name. Pinalitan ko lang. So, hindi sila to. It's just I couldn't think of another name. Friends, for this talk, may enjoy kayo. Tanyo sa akin, bakit? Kasi alam kong marites kayo. And this talk will be a maritesing talk or maritesing series. Why? Because it is the letter, we're gonna marites, the letter of St. Paul to the Corinth Church. In the letter of St. Paul, he mentions dark secrets about the Corinth church. And pwede mong magbigay ng context? During that time, the Corinth church was not as big as the dioceses and parishes today. They were a bunch of home churches, similar to light groups or feast lights. Each Corinthian home church, hindi yung Corinthian na village, ah, yung mga churches na yan, they had about 5 to 10 maximum na pag-mansion, 30 packs. So, ganun lang kaliit. The whole Corinth church, basically, yung roots of our Christianity, the whole Corinth church at that time was 150 people, approximately. Ang onti nila in a sense of what we are today as a whole church of Christianity. For context as well, Paul wasn't a principal na pinapagalitan yung Corinth church. He was not criticizing, but can you say, but he was writing a deep and intimate message. Why? Because he has a relationship with these people. He was the one who started church in Corinth and he lived in Corinth for 18 months. Umalis lang siya because he had to start other churches. So basically, this is a personal letter among friends and there were a lot of inside messaging. What do I mean? In the scripture, we'll read, May pangalan Sosthenes, Chloe. So, maraming inside kwento. Bakit? Gusto niyong malaman? Tanyo sa akin, bakit? May isang tao nag-message kay Paul na may problema daw sa Corinth. Nag-aaway-away yung mga tao. So, syempre si Paul na-disturb. Nag-message siya. Hindi siya nagsulat ng email, ah. During that time, mga inisip kasi ngayon, parang pag pinapalitan ng email, think of it as St. Paul was doing a very intimate discussion via Zoom. Sa ngayon, yung parang, guys, kailangan natin mag-real talk. Ganun, it was a Zoom real talk but in letter form. Kasi nga, walang ganun dati. So 1 Corinthians is the first letter of the exchange between St. Paul and the Corinth church. It was a replied letter. Why? Because the Corinth church was in crisis. When Paul read it, can you imagine yung, ano na nangyari? Bakit? Ano bang issue? There were 5 problems in that church. How many? Good job, class. Okay. First one was disunity. Number 2, sexual immorality. Number 3, legal disputes. Number 4, abuses in the Eucharist. And number 5, doubts on the resurrection. Grabe, no? This happened 30 to 40 years after Jesus was resurrected. So this was about 80 AD. And at that time, early in the church, there were already failures and crises that was happening. But you know what was a reflection of mine? Ask me what? Parang ganito pa rin yung issue ng simbahan ngayon. In human anthropology, here's the harsh reality. We as humans repeat the same mistakes. Our selfishness, our brokenness, sometimes paulit-ulit. The cycle repeats itself. Do you agree? So imagine you are a member of the church, the first century Corinth. Magugulat ka, ba? Kasi ito yung nangyari. Hindi naman plano ni St. Paul masulat sa Bible ito eh. It was a personal letter that what happened to be in the councils in the next centuries nilagay. Okay? So, here's my question. Are you ready to marites? Yes. Gusto ko yan. Doon tayo ganado eh. So, here's how St. Paul starts their letter by addressing the failure. So, in-address yung failures with this line. Galing ni St. Paul, sabi niya. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. Imagine mo, di ba, pag in-email ka ng boss mo, ano nangyaring mali? Ganun, di ba? But Paul, instead of pagalitan niya, he honored them by saying, you are sanctified in Christ and called to be saints. The Corinth church was behaving weirdly. They were disobedient, self-centered, and toxic individuals. They were ruining God's plan. But, can you say but? St. Paul was telling them, you are called to be saints and called to be more saintly. Why am I sharing this? Ask me why. Ask me why. Brothers and sisters, in our church, in our community, God is calling for mercy, not perfection. St. Paul could have said, malika, 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 but no, St. Paul was telling them, we are called to be saints. Can I tell you a story? When I was in my early 20s, after youth ministry, I attended Feast Makati. In-invite ako ng friend ko doon because I was working in Makati. And the reason I went was very holy. Not just kidding. I went there because sabi ng friend ko, marami raw pwedeng maging girlfriend doon. Pwedeng may ligawan ka doon, may makilala ka dyan. Siyempre, single ka, working, di ba? So yun, may doon kang maging potential girlfriend. So basically, umattend ako ng community, ng feast, because maraming single girls. I'm sharing this because my intentions for ministry life was never pure. Yet God is patient. Was, is, and will always be patient to people like me. Sinners. People with impure thoughts, impure motivations. In the same way, God is building you up. We're all under construction. We're all dependent on one thing. Ask me what? Ask me what? God's mercy. Hold the person beside you, sabihin mo, God loves you. Sometimes we think that when you become Catholic, you become Christian, you become active in the church, it becomes heaven and earth, perfect, we are partying and lovely, everything. Sorry, but that's not God's church. That's a fairy tale church. While we're on planet Earth, God's church will always be chaotic. Can you reflect on this? No need to raise your hand. When was the last time you shouted at someone? When was the last time you compared yourself with somebody else? When was the last time you hated yourself? When was the last time you panicked in fear that you did not trust in the Lord? Brothers and sisters, if you've ever felt these feelings, these negative feelings, I'm sharing this with you. You and I are messy people. That's why we both need Jesus. We need God's church. That's why we're here. That's why we receive the Eucharist every Sunday too, because the Eucharist is life. We receive the sacraments to be connected with God. Ito minsan ang problema natin. We think other church members are the enemy. Lalo na when you're driving, tas kinat ka ng very bastos, tas nakita mo may rosary sticker sa likod, Katoliko ka pa naman, yung mga ganun. Kaya ayoko magpa-sticker ng Feast Magnolia, eh. Baka mamaya tayo pa'y nang-aaway sa kalsada. Diba? That's the truth. Because we're all broken, it's our tendency to find fault in each other. So when I want to tell you this message. Go back to the cross. Let's read. Now I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in agreement, that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind, in the same purpose. For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there are quarrels among you. My brothers and sisters, what I mean is that each of you says, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. Has Christ been divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul? Because of preferences, nagkagulo-gulo na. Ang liit nila, Corinth Church, 150 members, house churches, nag-aaway-aaway na because everyone had preferences. Raise your hand if you have preferences in life. Okay. Can I play a game, okay? Raise your hand kung anong food ang preference niyo. Okay ba? Okay, salmon sashimi, raise your hand. Tuna sashimi. Ah, wala. Okay. Unti lang. Burger. Pizza. Ah, pizza people. Peking duck or porchetta. Baboy, okay. Ito, baka dito mag-away-away ang pamilya. Chicken adobo or pork adobo? Steak or lobster? Ah, okay. Medyo nagkagulo. To my vegan friends, marami kayo dito, I love you. Hindi ko kayo masuportan sa pagkain eh. But I support you in life. We all have preferences, even when it comes to preachers or feasts. We gravitate to people we can relate to. Sometimes, we see it in the parishes. There are certain mass schedules on Sunday na sobrang puno. Bakit? Kasi andun yung gusto nilang priest. And because of it, feeling ng sometimes ang tao, pag magaling yung homily, yun na yung buo ng mass. And hirap yun eh. Kasi the Eucharist is the highlight of the Mass. Friends, what am I saying? It's a natural tendency, especially if you're seeking to focus on your preferences. But what we're being called by God is to move out of our preferences, to make our sacrifice, to give our commitment to where God is calling us. In ancient Greece, ang pasikatan dun was kung sino yung pinakamatalino, mas sikat at mas magaling ka. Ngayon, kung mas marami kang kotse, mas marami kang things, mas mayaman ka. Doon sa Greece, if you were the wisest person, ikaw yung pinakasikat. And during that time, there were already issues or philosophies that were launching. Stoicism, Epicureanism, Middle Platonism. So ito yung mga sikat sa Greece. And because of that, nangyayari sa Corinth Church, ay, gusto ko tong preacher na to kasi ganito yung kami mag-isip. Ay, gusto si St. Paul, ayoko yung pumalit sa kanya. So they were picking different areas or different home churches because of their preferences. Friends, I repeat, there are no problems having favorites. It's human nature. The problem is this. When we become more loyal to our cliques than community. As a feast, we belong to the Catholic Church. We do not have our own church. Sometimes, you know, we are missionaries for the unchurched. Those who don't like Jesus, don't know the faith. And we don't want you to stay there. We want you to grow. You know, Saint John, in Vatican II, it says, the universal call to holiness. Hindi lang po mga pari ang called to be holy. You and I were called to be saints. Everyday saints. Tignan mo ngayon katabi mo. Sabihin mo sa kanya, kahit ganyan ka. Sige, sabihin mo, kahit ganyan ka. Gusto ni Lord maging santo ka. One of our biggest problems in Christianity is mahilig tayong mag-away. In fighting. God's body, mystical body, has been splintered over and over and over again. According to the Center of Study of Global Christianity, they say that there are now 45,000 denominations and non-denominational churches. Hey, ang dami na. Kasi na nangyayari, pag may isang tao na ayaw yung doctrine, di naniniwala sa doctrine, or ayaw yung leader, anong gagawin niya? Alis na ako, gagawa ako ng sarili ko. Ano to, negosyo? Hindi. Paul said, for Christ did not send me to baptize but to proclaim the gospel and not with eloquent wisdom so that for the cross of Christ might not be emptied of its power. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Ano ang solusyon ni St. Paul sa lahat ng away sa mundo? Ask me what? Go back to the cross. Many times we have unresolved issues because we forgot the power of the cross. What happened in crucifixions? First, we forgot the love Jesus gave to us on the cross. Second, we forgotten the call to die on the cross. Alam niyo po yung, can I share a little bit of more history? Yes? Early church days, before 300 AD, when you do a sign of the cross, you're ready for something. Ask me what? You're ready to die. Because during that time, before Constantine, marker nila yung sign of the cross. So whenever you become Christian during that time, ready ka. But now, as we have become, especially us Catholics, we're the biggest Christian denomination, we are the start of everything. We have made the sign of the cross just part of practice. Yes? But when we do the sign of the cross, we are putting ourselves in that situation that, am I ready to give my life to Jesus? In a conflict, we think we're wise and the other person is foolish. That's why we fight. St. Paul says, for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided through foolishness of our proclamation to save those who believe. Masakit to. Diniretso niya talaga. Real talk ni St. Paul. Bakit? Because they were living in a society where wisdom was worshipped as and wise people were little gods. Sila yung celebrity. Sila yung influencers, vloggers. To ascend the social ladder, you needed to be intelligent in Greek culture. You need to know stuff that other people don't. But St. Paul says, all your wisdom is foolishness compared to the cross of Jesus. Friends, the response to all the infighting, all the issues, all the pain was this. At the foot of the cross, all arguments and allegiances melt away. Paul then says this, for Jews demand signs and Greeks desire wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. In Jewish culture, if you read Old Testament, mahilig sa signs and wonders. In Greek culture, you prove you were right by dishing out higher wisdom. But St. Paul gives a different answer. Christ crucified. It doesn't align with Jewish thinking. It is foolishness for Greek thinking. A little bit about Corinth, para mas may picture. Corinth was a major trade center in the Roman Empire. Can you imagine this? Today's world, it would be like Dubai. It's growing, yumayaman, mabilis yung growth. So may prosperity in the air. May energy, buhay na buhay. But the temptation was to be more secular than sacred. Because sometimes when we experience comfort, when we have our valet parking, when we have our buffet, when we have all the comfort in the world, we forget the power and the beauty of the sacred, of Jesus. And this, Jesus was telling them, we follow a God-man who went from heaven to earth to the lowest status, a dirty criminal's cross. Paul was reminding them that Christianity was not about intellectual pursuit or acquiring more Bible knowledge or being the expert in all doctrine. Those are good. Kailangan yan. But the goal of Christianity is for you and I to die on the cross for our community. Every day, my dear parents, when you sacrifice your work for your loved ones, when you sacrifice yung bibilhin mo sarili mo para ibigay, that is dying to yourself for the people you love. So maybe you don't know it yet. When you sacrifice yung gusto mo for the people you love, you're already dying for Jesus. If you work, you provide, puyat ka, you're already becoming like Christ. The problem is this, you don't know it yet. If you come here thinking that all your sacrifices are in vain glory or walang nangyayari, I'm telling you this, my dear brothers and sisters, this morning, God sees you. God sees every sacrifice that you do for the people you love. St. Paul said, for I think that God exhibited us apostles as last of all, as those sentenced to death because we have become a spectacle to the world, to angels and mortals. Ganda nito. Listen to me. We are fools for the sake of Christ, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are held in honor, but we in disrepute. The present hour, we are hungry and thirsty. We are poorly clothed and beaten and homeless. And we grow weary from the work of our own hands. When reviled, we bless. When persecuted, we endure. When slandered, we speak kindly. We have become like rubbish to the world, the dregs of all things. To this, I appeal to you, then, be imitators of me. He was telling them, the very leaders you are fighting over me, Peter and Apollos, were now in the rubbish heap with our Master Jesus. Come, follow us in the rubbish. A Hawakan mo ngayon kamay ng katabi mo. Kung malamig, at least uminit kamay mo. At sabihin mo sa kanya, "Friend, many of our unresolved conflicts come from pride. When we follow the law of the jungle, there is a temptation to prove your worth, your name, your reputation, your net worth, your principles, your rightness, your car, your house, all of these things, your jewelry, apart from God." Once upon a time, when I was becoming a feast builder, when they wala silang magawa, parang wala silang mahanap, sige, ikaw na mag-preach, parang, "La!" Ganyan. So, I started preaching. Some people that I knew, some titos and titas said, "Alam mo, huwag ka dyan kay Bo Sanchez. Masama yan. Demonyo yan." Ganyan. "Puro pera lang alam niya." Ganyan. So, sabi niya, malulugi sila. Anyway, so many things. But the more I got to know Brother Bo, as I am his mentee, his inaanak sa kasal, and so many things, one thing I learned, I asked him this, "Brother Bo, I'm so young, I don't know what to do. I'm making a lot of leadership decisions." He told me this, "J. Paul, I know you'll make a lot of this bad decisions." Thanks, huh? Supportive tayo, Brother Bo. Huh? But that's okay. Making mistakes are okay. But one thing that can never be questioned is your love. Be the most loving, even if sinisiraan ka, even if tama ka or mali ka, mahalin mo lang yung mga tao. And what I've learned from Brother Bo is he never wanted his name to be there. All he wants is for us to go to the cross, to become better Catholics. That's why we're doing all this, nagpapakabaliw yung feast, to reach the unchurched, to bring them back to our faith. Our goal is the cross of Jesus Christ. So, brothers and sisters, this is the crucifix. I just want you to look at it. Look at Jesus. Can you imagine standing at the foot of the cross? Before the cross, parang, ito lang iniisip ko eh. How can I boast about my car, my house, my achievements, my this and my that, when I cannot give my life for your sake? I do not have that power, that grace, but only Jesus can. So my dear brothers and sisters, here's my request with you. You cannot make your life about you anymore. At the foot of the cross, all insights, all arguments, or allegiance are replaced by an abandonment to God. The gospel says in Matthew 23, "For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." My dear farmers, fierce feast magnolia, are there seasons in your life na feeling mo ngayon lugi ka? Talo ka, bullied ka, wala kang pambayad, wala kang pera, wala kang ganito, wala kang ganyan. Lahat ng tao umaabante na, except you. Yung ibang tao, happy family. Ibang tao may kadate nung February, ikaw, Netflix. Do you have these feelings na, "Lord, ang liit nung 500 square meter house ko, yung friend ko 1,000 square meters." Whatever that is that lacks in your heart, stand in front of the cross, because in the cross, everything that lacks will be whole. You stand up. My dear Feast Magnolia, my favorite saint, Augustine says, You have made us for yourself. Our hearts are restless until we find rest in you. My dear Feast Magnolia, this is what I know. You buy a new phone, next month it will be old. You buy a new house, next time it's gonna be small. When you reach that sales goal, next month it's gonna be a bigger goal. In life, everything is temporary. Life will always be tiring. There will be always chaos, arguments, and pain. Do you agree with me? But at the foot of the cross, all pain is removed. And the Jesus died for us. That's why we're here. Because Jesus loves you and me. That in His love, we may be resurrected again. That we may rise from the ashes, from our pain, from our trouble, from our insecurity, from our woundedness. We may be made whole. This March, we celebrate third day of March, and we're gonna finish Lent on 31. Let me ask you this. May put yourself in this journey. But because of Jesus, your best days are ahead of you, not behind you. Do I hear an amen? I'm gonna ask our worship leader to lead you to worship. And we're gonna pray, then we're gonna celebrate the Eucharist. Just ask God to fill what is lacking, to make you whole, to give you rest, to give you peace.
Brothers and sisters, let's come into prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you. It is comfortable for you. Just open your hands, lift up your arms, be in a form of surrender to God in this moment. Heavenly Father, this is our prayer to you this morning. We ask that may you teach us to be humble. Humble our hearts. Melt away the pride that prevents us from receiving your love and from being loving to our brothers and sisters. Remind us, Father, that it is you, only you, that can fill up the every corner of our life, every space in our heart, every space in our lives that needs guidance, that needs your presence, Father. May we never grow tired of looking towards you, and we ask that may you please be part of our lives every day. May we have an encounter with you every day, my dear God. That in everything that I say, that we do, may be for you and your glory, Lord Jesus. That in everything we say and do, may you increase as we decrease. More of you, Lord, and less of me. We just want to be enveloped by your love. And there is no other place we would rather be than to be here in your presence. So, Father, have your way in my life. Have your way in my heart. Have your way in this place. You are our God. We are your children. We long for your love, and we love you, our God.